This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Voters in Colorado Springs are deciding whether to allow the city to keep tax revenue over limits set by the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights, or TABOR. KRCC's Abigail Beckman has more on Initiative 2A.
If voters approve the measure, Colorado Springs will retain $1.9 million to be used for public safety. The refund translates to about $7 per household. That's according to Dr. Tatiana Bailey, director of UCCS's Economic Forum in the College of Business.
All it's saying is, can we please keep what we gained during good economic times in 2019, and can we make that our baseline going forward so that we don't have to look at refunds for the next few years?
Those in favor argue this would help Colorado Springs recover from the economic crisis brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. Those opposed say changing that base level could be problematic and lead to another vote by the public in the future to do the same thing again. I'm Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
More than two dozen homes burned in the Calwood fire in Boulder County this weekend. Betty Anacario was one of those. She says a friend in the sheriff's office sent her photographs of the destruction, but she won't be able to see her for herself for a while.
They told us it might be a couple days because it's still hot, but just seeing the pictures, it makes it a reality.
Anna Carrico says she and her husband, Art, had about 15 minutes to evacuate their home on Saturday afternoon. They drove through flames to get to safety.
I'm 77, he's 79. We never expected this time in our life to have to start over again.
Boulder officials say at least 26 homes have been damaged or destroyed in the fire, including every address in the subdivision where Anna Carrico lives. It is 48 degrees in Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.